From a Mets perspective, I thought there was going to be a little bit more. Can't go nuts. Yankees, I thought they should have done a little bit more. But again, can't go nuts because they added the bullpens. I think it was a good deadline that improved both ball clubs, but I don't think it was a home run as much as people are saying
here. I thought you'd be a little bit more excited. I'm pumped, man. I think New York baseball's on fire right now. Think about what we've dissected here, Sal. You know, all the calls and all the debates and the conversations really for a couple of months now. What both teams needed, and I think both teams addressed their biggest need for sure, the bullpen, in big ways. Now, listen, I get it. There's still some variables here. You know, from a Yankee perspective, Judge's health and Luis Gil's return and what he looks like. For both teams, the back end of the starting pitching. And listen, if there's a critique there, you know, Cashman could have landed one. He tried. Stearns could have landed one. He tried. But I look at these reinforcements that are massive upgrades and really plug in some holes that were threatening to destroy the seasons. And not only are they here, but neither team gave up any top prospect. I think they crushed it.
Well, right. That's the thing. So you're more concerned about not giving up top prospects than you are improving the ball clubs.
No, because I think you could do both. And I think both
but they
teams.
Didn't.
Says who? What do you mean they didn't get?
Well, they
don't. What?
Both teams got better.
Yes.
Okay. But did they go all in? Did they do enough?
Well,
the Yankees didn't get that starter that they wanted. You could say, well, they tried. Well, trying, since when is trying good enough? Well, they tried. You know, maybe the Mets tried to get Robert but ended up with Mullins. Like, it's an upgrade. It's nice. I'm not going to go nuts and knock each team because they were aggressive. They made the moves that they, they did the bare minimum. The Mets needed a center fielder. They got one. The Yankees needed a third baseman. They got one. Both teams needed to revamp their bullpens. They did. That, to me, is the bare minimum. Neither team went over the top to make me feel super excited about the rest of the way.
Yeah, I didn't need either team to go over the top because both teams were good. Both teams were flawed, and both teams were presenting, Yankees certainly more recently, issues that, again, were threatening to just destroy the season. I love what they did. I mean, the Yankees brought in seven guys. So, listen, the starting pitching, I understand. Now, you know, from the Mets' perspective, Manaea has got to stay healthy. Senga's got to get his act together. You know, I love Peterson. From the Yankees' perspective, Rodon, you can't fully trust him. Freed's got to remain the bulldog that he's been. And obviously, you want to see he'll come back. But, you see, we can fixate on the starting pitching. And I'm not saying that I totally disagree. I mean, if both teams would have gotten a back-end starter, then I think we're looking at A+. I'm not quite handing out A+s. I'm handing out A's and A-minuses. But I think there's also different ways to try to win. There's the conventional way where you give the baseball to a starter and he goes, you know, 5 or 6, which is nice. You'd love to see it. But then there's the other way where you piece it together, and you can't piece it together if you don't have any arms back there that could get the job done. So I look at what the Mets have now. Now I would have maybe liked another lefty, maybe somebody, you know, Tim Hill's a soft tosser, maybe get somebody throwing cheese. Now the Mets went that route with Soto. Again, not perfect, but this is about bridging innings and piecing games together. And you've got 2 months to make sure you win enough games, you get to the postseason. And I think that at this point, both teams will. And I wasn't so sure about the Yankees a few weeks ago. But the real key is when you get to October, your stars got to play well. And that means Judge, and that means Pete, and that means Lindor, and that means Soto. And you've got to make the right moves in coming out and maximizing the arms for the matchups.
Yeah.
And I think that they could I think that they both have a chance to do it.
Well, they both got better, and they both still have a chance to go out there and get to a World Series and win a World Series. All I'm saying is, and I didn't even say starting pitching. You keep saying starting pitching. I know others have said that. I didn't say that. I never said that the Yankees didn't. For me, you know the move that I wanted the Yankees to make.
Yep.
I wanted them to go get Kwan.
Yep.
Now, he didn't get traded. Now, you know why he didn't get traded? Because nobody was willing to give up what it would have taken to get him because he is a valuable player. I don't even know if the Yankees were interested. I do know the Padres were interested, and the asking price was the kid that the Padres sent to the A's for Mason Miller.
Yeah, the third prospect in all of baseball.
Right, that's what the Guardians wanted for Kwan. So if I'm the Yankees, like if I'm sitting here today saying, wow, Cashman hit it out of the park, he crushed it, David Stearns, King Cohen operating like big boys, I would have needed to see a little bit more. Specifically from my perspective with the Yankees, Kwan, and with the Mets, I don't even know if there's a specific player. Lau was the one that I talked about once he got brought up, but then I heard he wasn't too thrilled about maybe being taxed, what it would have taken if he comes to New York, so I don't know about that. I didn't really care about a depth starter, okay, whatever, but it would have been, hey, if they got a depth starter and maybe a little bit more than, let's say the Mets got Robert and a depth starter, then I could sit here. Remember yesterday we were saying I wanted to be full from Thanksgiving. I'm like, I had a good meal. I had a strong, healthy good meal. I'm not overly full from either team. It's not knocking the teams. They did fine. The Yankees did a great job rebuilding the bullpen. Mets did the same thing. They didn't go over the top. And I do think a big part of that is the reluctance to give up some of the prospects. If it were me, and by the way, BT, I don't even know if Jones and Schlittler or Dominguez, whatever, one of the two out of those three would have gotten Kwan. I don't know that. But I do know that the Yankees most likely weren't willing to do that. And that's where I take issue with that. And as for the Mets, they didn't clean up their gluttony of infielders either with, you know, Vientos, Beatty, Acuña, and so on.
Yeah, but I also, like, from the Mets' perspective, for all those guys, and there's a glut, and we've talked about this a lot, you can't have all these guys on the roster for the next couple of years, and eventually there's going to be a battle of attrition, and either Mauricio or Beatty or Acuña is going to elevate themselves, and I would probably bet on Mauricio more at this point, to a point where they are viewed not as untouchable, but certainly a real piece of the Mets puzzle moving forward. And that's when you react, and that's when you move the other players. Like, think about this, Al. We were watching Tyrone Taylor, who has an OP, and he's a good fielder, I get it, but he was miscast, and he was just in the wrong role. And you know, you put McNeil out there, all right, he did a pretty good job for a middle infielder, I respect it, but he doesn't have the speed, and then you throw the Nimmo combination, just talking about defensively. To me, that was untenable. Like, I don't think you can win a World Series. Well, I mean, maybe you get a little lucky, whatever, but I would rather not take my chances with two guys who are, you know, either average or below average in multiple facets of defense. So the glaring hole for the Mets was center field and the bullpen. Bullpen addressed, center field now. Hey, Cedric Mullins, what do you think he hit, seventh?
Yeah, I mean, him. No, I like it. It's a solid move. All I'm saying is neither team went over the top. It could have been either the Mets or Yankees for Alcantara. And again, I'm not saying that I would have done that, but if they did, then it's impossible to come in here and not be thrilled or beyond excited. They didn't. Neither team went over the top for whatever piece you thought or I thought or anybody else thought that they would have needed. Yankees were trying for another starter, didn't land one. The Mets would have liked to probably add a depth starter, didn't get one. I bet the Mets would have liked more than Cedric Mullins. They're happy with him, but they didn't end up getting, whether it's Robert or whatever else, you know, the concoction would have been. That's all that I'm saying. It's been, look, Yankees did a great job last minute rebuilding the bullpen. And by the way, I love the addition of Caballero as well. You get some speed and a depth piece. Like, certainly he's an upgrade over Peraza. So both teams got better. They filled needs. They got better. But I think they also did the bare minimum. Imagine if the Yankees didn't build the bullpen the way that they did.
Oh, well, the season would be over.
Okay. And imagine if the Mets didn't get a center fielder or didn't add multiple bullpen arms.
Not good enough.
Yeah, exactly right.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, so they did. But I do feel like I don't think that Cashman or Stearns went over the top and killed it. I think it was a solid, you know, you take it every time. You take solid A or whatever you want to grade it. A minus, I'd probably give them both A's. But I wanted A pluses.
Yeah, I'm good with being greedy. I get it. You know, and the thing about this stuff, too, you don't, there's not always a cesspitus to get. So that's the other thing here. When we're talking about that power move, that massive flex, that all-in, you know, all the verbiage we attach to what we want our GMs to do, and it applies to all the teams in our city, like outside of Mason Miller, and I might, now you and I vary in terms of how we view prospects. To me, to give up the third-rated prospect in all of baseball for a closer is the height of stupidity. But that's just how I view baseball. Like, that's just me.
I'm more with you. By the way, I'm more with you on that. Now, it's not just a closer. It's one of the best, and you have him under control.
Understood.
But still, I'm with you. If I'm going to invest the third-best prospect in all baseball, I'm either getting the most legit bat or I'm getting the best starting pitcher on the market.
Oh, I'm sorry. There's no doubt about it, dude. Like, if we're sitting here, that's why I referenced Cespedes. Now, I don't know that any Met fan, while everybody was pumped and we all knew what he was with the A's and he was certainly just an explosive addition, I don't know that anybody could really see quite what he did coming. Maybe 70% of that. I mean, that was a grand slam. When the Yankees got David Justice in 2000, who won the ALCS MVP. I mean, that wound up being a grand slam. You know, Cecil Fielder, lesser extent, but in 96, a big power move. I think, Sal, for me, it's more applicable. Like, if and I know you're not necessarily criticizing Stearns and Cashman, you're just not all in, which I get. But if there was somebody else traded, like say if the Cubs traded Kyle Tucker because they didn't think that they could sign him, and we're sitting here today saying, what the hell? Why were the Yankees and the Mets not in on Kyle? That's a different conversation.
Right, but BT, there were two guys in Kwan and Alcantara that could have been different makers. And not to mention Mason Miller. Like you said, I wouldn't have given him up, but he did get traded. The Padres did get him. Padres aren't just competing with the Mets or the Dodgers. They're competing with the Yankees as well. Like other teams, specifically the Padres, they went nuts. Now, does that mean they're going to win the World Series? No, they went nuts last year, but I respect it. And I thought the Mets were going to be even splashier. It was great. It's not a knock. An A is a very good grade. I thought it was going to be over the top, even better. I'm not surprised with the Yankees, but I'm mildly disappointed that when a guy like just for me, Kwan being available, and he was available. Like, that's the point. He didn't get traded, but he was available. I don't know if they were interested. They certainly wouldn't have given up what it would have taken, even if they had that. I'm just saying, when guys like that are available, to me, to get the A-plus or to be really excited to go over the top, that's where I you know, and not knocking them. But
I hear you, dude. Now, let's get back to Kwan for a sec, because you and I, we had a good debate the other day. We disagreed on exactly who he is, and of course, we both like him. You like him more than me. And I listen, if you wanted like Dominguez, sure, I had my limits with him. But don't you think it says something that nobody else in baseball, nobody, because you're right, he was available. The Guardians were dangling him for weeks so that nobody else jumped in and said, okay, I'll give you my third best prospect, I'll give you my fifth best prospect, and I'll give you somebody who's been in the show for a year that has some upside or maybe even more. Don't you think that that says a lot about Kwan? To me,
no.
No,
I don't. I think it says a lot about the market and how teams hoard these prospects now. And also, more specifically, as it pertains to the Padres, because they did give up the player. They felt that they'd rather give him the player up, the third best prospect, for a bullpen arm. That was their decision. From a Yankees perspective, again, I don't know what Cleveland would have wanted from the Yankees. BT, by the way, maybe they didn't want anything. Maybe they look at Spencer Jones and say, I don't want him. I wanted the third best overall prospect in baseball. I don't want Spencer Jones, or I don't want Dominguez, or I don't want Schlittler. I'm sure that I would assume that some combo might have at least gotten you at the table, but I don't. Who's to say that the Guardians even wanted that? All I'm saying is Kwan, to me, was a perfect fit for the Yanks. It may not have been realistic. What was realistic was that Cashman was trying to get a starter. So if he were trying to get a starter and didn't end up pulling the trigger for whatever reason, then how could I sit here and say that he crushed it or that you give him an A+?
Well, okay, think about this. So let's now bounce from Kwan to Alcantara. Yeah. So, I mean, his stuff is phenomenal, but you were the one, and I didn't even think it was quite this high, you were the one the other day. He's like, he's got a 6.5 ERA.
Right.
So how are we
going to... I would not have gone all in for him, but you're right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, if we're going to, and again, we're both giving him very, I mean, again, you can't get higher than an A, but if we're going to nitpick or, hey, just 90% or you're on the 4-yard line rather than punching it in, is that really fair for a guy whose ERA is almost 7?
No, I wouldn't have done that. And it could have been another starter anyway. I would not have gone all in.
You want Zach Allen?
Nah, I mean, whatever, a depth piece. Again, I give the Yankees and Mets both credit. They did a good job here. I just got to bring a little dose of reality here. It's like everybody's going nuts about things. By the way,
yes,
I have learned that the Yankees did try for Kwan. Price was too high. That makes me at least feel a little bit better that they were in at least the mix. That was not reported, or at least I didn't see it anywhere. Mm-hmm. But they did at least try for Kwan and were told that they felt that the price was too high, which is fair enough. At least now, but CBT, that to me, even like, what's the price? Like, you could have gotten this player that could have been a difference maker. At least they were in on him, which makes me feel better. But the price is too high, whether it's for Stearns not willing to give up certain prospects or top-end guys, or the Yankees not being willing to give up top-end guys. That's, or other teams, same thing. Like, there's a balance. Teams have been threading the needle as opposed to going all in. I respect what the Padres did more so than what Brian Cashman and David Stearns did.
Well, yeah, I mean, they also haven't won. I mean, so if you're a Padres fan, well, it was, again, 98 against the Yankees, 84 against the Tigers. Yeah, I guess if I'm running the show out there in San Diego, I'm gonna say, all right, third overall, whatever. I mean, I got Manny, I got Tatis, I got all these studs. You know, I gotta take my massive swing now. I really do think, though, when you look at what, and this is part of the evaluation for certainly for me, when you look at what Stearns and Cashman gave up, like, we could be sitting here and my tone could be totally different. Now, it would be different from yours, but if the Yankees got Kwan and they gave up Spencer Jones and Schlittler to do it, I would have destroyed them.
Yeah, and I would have loved it. And
then I get it. But I would have destroyed them.
Yeah, and then, well, that's maybe why we feel different. And then we could have seen what would have happened there. So, and that's what I'm saying. Like, you and I just differ where I'm not looking to give away young players under control. I understand the business to it. I understand the intelligence behind it, the value of keeping a young player under control. I get that. I also am somebody who values going for it now, not half-weighing it. And I think both teams were aggressive enough to get A's or whatever you want to say it as far as the grades go. I don't think either team went over the top all in. And it could be whatever you want. Me, Kwan, somebody else starter, Mets back end, Mets Luis Robert. Like, the Mets ended up on Mullins because maybe they didn't want to part with, let's say, I don't know, either pick a guy, Beatty or Vientos or whatever, the combination of Acuña and Beatty or Vientos for Robert. Now, you could argue whether it was right or wrong, but clearly Mullins was the secondary option in center field. So there is a level of settling for that or valuing, saying we'd rather give up nothing for Mullins than give up Beatty and Acuña, let's just say, hypothetically, for Robert. And I don't know if I agree with that. I'd rather the big, sexy splash, go all in and give up guys. Doesn't mean it's right. It's just, for me, that's why I would not give them the over-the-top A-plus grade.
Yeah, the other thing, too, you know, the players and the Mets did not do this. But the players the Yankees got, and this is something Cashman sometimes does too much, but everybody they got has control. I mean, McMahon's got 2+ years. Rosario's a rental, obviously. You got Bednar for another plus year. You got Duvall for 2+. You got, I'm not incredibly high on Jake Bird. His numbers actually are better in Colorado. It's weird.
But he's got nasty stuff.
He does. No, he does.
I was saying that yesterday.
Yeah, he does. He's filthy. He's got 3+ years. And even Caballero, he's got 3 or 4+ years. So, again, I think that the holes for the Yankees were more apparent than the Mets. Now, I've been saying, Mets, you got to get a bat. Now, and right. I've said that for a month. I didn't necessarily think that Mullins profiled to be that guy. But I'll tell you what, when I combine that with the other moves, you know, I like it, because if you have Cedric Mullins batting seventh, he can run, he can field, you know, he could drop down a bunt, you know, he's an athlete. And by the way, he's been in some big games. Luis Robert has not, so I attach a little value to that. And then 2 weeks ago, we're looking at, who the hell's playing third base? Is it Vivas? Is it Peraza, who's never going to hit? He could play baseball for 30 years, never going to hit. So the Yankees got a third baseman. They do have at least a little insurance. And this has been the primary baseball story, aside from the deadline on our show, really for a couple of, and maybe the station, Volpe's, whatever, at shortstop. At least now you've got, whether it's Rosario, whether it's Caballero, you know, whether it's a pinch run, whether it's a pinch hit against the lefty, more so for Rosario, at least there's some options. But here's the deal. And I do appreciate the option. I'm not going to say optionality, but I do appreciate the options. Here's the bottom line. We'll do most of the show on what these teams did and what they could become and can they win the World Series. We'll get to that eventually. But if Judge doesn't hit, if Fried isn't a bulldog, if Soto's leg is not right, if Lindor doesn't wake up, if Pete doesn't wake up, if Devin Williams doesn't clean it up at the back of it, like, there's other questions that could really sabotage the season. But for me, for both teams, I love the answers.